This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast to many of America's great radio stations all across the country. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, for their service to America. And to all those people that are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail, and all those bulk mail haulers hauling the mail back and forth. Thank you for the job you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, I teased before we went to break that as the Indian elections begin, Pakistan is afraid that there may be a change in attitude and in the government in India, and they're warning India about, any possible new aggression, what might happen. But it appears that the instigator in all of this is China. What do you know about any of this?
I don't know if instigator is the right thing. Apparently, China decided to inject themselves into the conflict that happened, a month or so ago? Between India, or actually 2 months ago, I guess, between India and Pakistan.
Yeah.
So China was trying to mediate some of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I can necessarily say, except that Pakistan generally has China on its side against India. So,
is that because we pretty much support India?
Well, Pakistan clearly hasn't been a friend here to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So those relationships, even when you even have to throw in Afghanistan into the mix, is pretty complicated.
Now, yesterday, there was a special session of the United Nations Security Council, specifically dealing with the crisis in Venezuela. And our Vice President Mike Pence traveled to New York City to represent President Trump and the United States. This is exactly what he said, word for word. He said, "For six long years, the people of Venezuela have suffered under the heavy hand of oppression. The United Nations and the Security Council have refused to act." Then he looked squarely at the representative of the Venezuelan government sitting there in his chair, and said, "This body should revoke the credentials of Venezuela's representative to the United Nations, recognize interim President Juan Guaido, and seat the representative of the free Venezuelan government in this body without delay."
Pretty much.
Wow.
That's what should happen.
Wow, double wow, and triple wow.
Well, I mean, we're in a situation where we have to get, Maduro's got to go.
Exactly.
And it was an illegitimate election.
Mm-hmm.
And their government, their parliament, their constitution says, in that particular case, then the power goes to essentially their Speaker of the House, whatever they call it down there, which is almost what we have here. And until the next election, that would be Guaido. Mm-hmm. And so he runs the country until there's the next election. Well, you know, Maduro's got some powerful people on his side. And
Russia, China.
Yeah.
Iran.
Mm-hmm. Bolivia. Yeah, I mean, yep. So we're not getting anywhere with this. In the meantime, if I were the United States, I'd be calling out the friends of Maduro here at this point. Shame on you for allowing these conditions to happen.
Well, Cuba is very much a part of this, too. What, 23,000 of their, I wouldn't call them soldiers, they're not all soldiers, but certainly employees of the Cuban government. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a new condition though. That's been going on for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Going all the way back really to Chavez. I mean, they don't know how to run government, and you know they lean on Cuba a lot. So, yeah, at some point, you know, we're trying to get tough here with Cuba too. You see how I mean, foreign policy is such a nasty business, isn't it?
Yeah. Does this go on another 6 months without us getting involved with sending troops to take Maduro out? Does this go on another 6 months? I don't think it does.
Yeah, I do.
You think it'll drag on 6 months? Because a lot of people are dying. I mean, they've got a humanitarian issue there. No medicine. Doctors are trying to leave the country and come back with stuff. They come back with medical supplies. They get stopped at the border. And Maduro won't let them back in.
That's right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is any other time, any other place, you would think the United Nations would take an action of some sort.
The United Nations is always on the wrong side of an issue. Always.
Well, they are this time, aren't they?
Yes. I've never known them to be on the right side of anything.
Mm. Well, we're going to run out of time in the segment, but just to wrap all of this up, this was a special session of the Security Council yesterday on the crisis in Venezuela. I'm not sure they decided anything, did they?
No. No.
So we leave again, the United States, and it's either do it on our own or the states that are in agreement down there do it on their own or they don't do it at all, I guess. So hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks. And by the way, North Korea's in the news again. The president has said that now is not the right time to strike an economic deal with North Korea. Well, how about adding China to the mix? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and that's Mr. Mike Gallagher. Mr. Mike Gallagher will be in town broadcasting from these very studios here at Tampa, Salem Media Group Tampa, where I broadcast from my flagship station, and he is moving to the Pinellas County area. So we'll be seeing a lot of Mr. Mike, and I look forward to that. And I was looking at his new studio that he's going to be in, that is going to be here in the building, so that's going to be nice. And my chief engineer was telling me all about that. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. Now, there's a link for the United States Concealed Carry Association on my website, my homepage, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. If you go over there and click on that, you can sign up to win the free gun a day giveaway. And I want to announce somebody in this audience that wins the gun. And you can't do it if you don't sign up and register to enter. So do that. And then while you're there, consider becoming a member of the USCCA. Take a look at all the different things they can do for you. And don't forget that if you do join, you get $474 worth of free stuff handed to you right off the bat to be a USCCA member. And you also get the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, which every month is full of all kinds of stuff, as well as numerous discounts for hunting, for fishing, for archery, for camping, as well as for guns and ammo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the president has said now is not the right time for any type of economic deals with North Korea, but I think we should expand that and say China, too.
Well, I mean, not to conflate, but the president of South Korea was at the White House yesterday asking the United States to lift some, not all, but apparently some key sanctions. And the bottom line was, we are told that the White House said No, they're staying in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And so that we don't know what the motivation is to lift some of these sanctions. So they may have to just necessarily go another direction. We don't know if it's humanitarian. We don't know, you know, what that request fully is. Media is not, you know, they'd rather go down the path of other scandals. But that's and apparently too. There was some discussion about having a third summit, and the United States is not yet quite interested in that.
Yeah. Now, there was some news in Africa yesterday, the country of Sudan. Sudan's military ousted the president, who had been there for 30 years. It was actually pretty much a dictatorship. And Sudan's military ousted their president, Omar al-Bashir, ending his 30 years in power in response to escalating popular protests. Now, the defense minister announced military rule for 2 years, imposing an emergency clampdown that risks inflaming protesters who have demanded civilian democratic change. They had problems there to begin with. They're going to have more now, I think.
Well, I mean, this Bashir cat is under arrest. He's accused of genocide, war crimes, and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. He also has two international arrest warrants on him. So, you know, in the face of, you know, scheduling elections, they're essentially living under martial law until the elections. Now, I'm sure that some of that will necessarily change here. I don't think that they'll go 2 years living under a junta.
Yeah, let's hope not, because we know what will happen there. The people will get even more irate. Now, Illinois, not to be outdone, has turned around with their legislature and passed legislation that takes Donald Trump off the ballot unless he does what?
Produces his tax returns.
Mm-hmm. And again, there's nothing in the federal laws anywhere that says a presidential candidate has to produce their tax returns.
Getting nasty, isn't it?
Yeah, and if they're going to put it down to the highest local authority, I'm pretty sure that this will be tested if this law actually does get signed by the governor and goes into effect. I'm pretty sure, because New York was another one that was going to do this, and I think there was another state. It might have been, I don't know if it was Massachusetts, but it was another blue state that was going to do this. The Supreme Court's going to be busy. This will all be a big class action suit, I'm sure.
I guess we're going to run the government, the United States government, in policy and law and order, you know, and retribution by various judges across the country.
That is correct, because they find a nice circuit to do whatever, and then they find a third circuit or fifth circuit to do the counter back, and then it finds its way up to the Supreme Court, right?
A terrible way to run a government, isn't it?
It is, but that's the climate we live in with the Democrats who won't take no for an answer, that still refuse to accept the president we've got. Now, something else that happened in Chicago, which we don't know where this is going to go, but Jussie got sued by the Chicago Police Department for all of the costs incurred in the investigation of his case, which, oh, by the way, many still believe, including some of his own supporters, that he was a part of that. That there was he got off scot free. Never should have.
Well, they sent him a bill for $130,000 for the cost of the investigation.
Yep.
And they gave him a time frame to pay it.
Yep.
And he did not pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So they let the 72-hour expiration date lapse in order to file this lawsuit to sue him to get their $130,000 back. So, there we are.
By the way, somebody just sent me a little reminder here about Omar, the Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and the comments that she had to make. She's certainly got New York City in an uproar, and as well they should be, about the comments she made. But what's even more amazing, and I'm going to try to find this real quick, because I got a short audio clip of her buddy, who chimed in here, and that's Tlaib. Remember her? She chimed in here, and let's see here. Here's what she said, and there's a couple of false statements here. So let me see. It's about a minute 30, so I'm going to try to play this real quick.
I know that there's something else that has been on your mind and on a lot of folks' minds, and that is some comments and some backlash now to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar after some comments surfaced this week in which, and I want to play it, she said something about the 9/11 attacks. I want to talk about your reaction to the backlash and your reaction to the comment in two pieces. So here's that remark, Congresswoman.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
And it's that phrase, some people did something, that is being picked up on by some of the Congresswoman's critics, including, for example, the cover of the New York Post, which I will ask you about in a second. But on these remarks themselves, some people did something as a reference to 9/11, do you think she should have rethought her words? Do you worry about the appropriateness of that?
They do this all the time to us, especially women of color. They do that. They take our words out of context because they're afraid, because we speak truth. We speak truth to power. My sister, Ilhan Omar, what she was talking about was uplifting people by supporting their civil liberties and civil rights. She has always condemned any kind of strategy, especially if a person is directly impacted by being a refugee herself. She sees what terrorism can do. She sees what violence can do to a whole country, to a whole people. Taking it out of context, this is just pure racist action.
All right, pure racism, and I won't go on and bore you with the rest of it. First of all, that's not true about CARE being formed after 9/11. CARE actually started up in 1994. Did you know that?
96, yeah.
Okay, well, 94 and then 96 officially with the documentation, but they started unofficially. And then we went through our procedure here with CARE and the Palestine group and Sami Alarian and all that right here in our backyard, where they were actually funding terrorism right under our noses and sending the money to a mosque in Massachusetts, and it was finding its way overseas into the Palestinian territory. That's a story for another day. But for her to say what she did and make it into a racism issue, that's not true at all. And this Congresswoman, Omar, had she said and qualified her statement by saying something pertaining to Muslims were singled out, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. We could have understood that a little better. You know, that would have been better for her than to just say, well, some people did something. Really? They were 19 Muslims that hijacked those aircraft and did what they did. Excuse me. Undeniable fact.
I can't argue with any of that.
All right, and here comes the music, so I got to let you go. But we'll continue this over the weekend, maybe. How's that?
All right, good.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And again, undeniable fact, 19 Muslims flew those aircraft into the ground, into the building, into the Pentagon. And it wasn't the Irish that did it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, a historic April snowstorm called a bomb cyclone hitting the upper Midwest. The powerful spring blizzard bringing with it up to 2 feet of snow and hail in parts of South Dakota and in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area. Now new flood fears once it all melts. In other news, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange under arrest and in jail in London after 7 years of taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Everybody, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. I was over there a couple days ago here at the Clearwater campus, and lots of new students there, very enthusiastic, wearing their uniforms and talking about things and how they were looking forward to the future. And this is why, listen to this message.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and girls, many of you heard me say this over and over again, but it's absolutely true. I know a bunch of you are in a dead-end job. I know a bunch of you are going nowhere with the current job you have, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion. You're spinning your wheels and you're going, how could I do better? What possibly could I do? Well, I got an idea for you. to turn your life and your career around. And this even includes the people getting out of the military. You got a skill, don't know where or how to use it. It also includes people that are graduating from trade schools that don't want to go to work for $8 or $10 an hour in a job that you don't know whether or not you're going to be even around a year from now. This is an opportunity where you're talking about a lifetime career as an aviation maintenance tech. Because once you get your FAA certification, you are good to go. Good to go in a field of endeavor that you'll never look back and wonder why you chose it. Because the National Aviation Academy has two locations that will serve you. They'll train you. They'll teach you. 14 short months is what it takes. The one in Concord, Massachusetts is being increased in size to accommodate the bigger classes that they've now got going on there. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, in our backyard here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in that 14-month period, you can be well on your way to a high-paying and demand job with unlimited earning potential, $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year or more to start the first year as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you can make a six-figure income right off the bat if you were lucky enough to be chosen for a government contractor or perhaps went overseas to work for a international aircraft carrier. So think about that. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Always ask to take the tour. You want to take the tour. You want to see what the place is all about and see all the different things they have to offer. It's worth the tour. You got to see what you're going to be getting into because you're going to love it when you see it. So check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you, and you'll be glad you did. And I'll be able to shake your hand one day and say thank you for doing what you're doing because it's going to be so important, such a job at a time and a place in history when it means so much. Well, the Army, as the services shift to a greater power competition, some on Capitol Hill are asking what that might mean for Special Operations Forces. Could it mean less door kicking, more partner building for Special Operations and great power competition? Well, yep, it could. That's what's being talked about. We'll wait and we'll see what happens there. And also, traditions run very deep at Fort Bragg, especially around the bars. North Carolina, as you know, not only has Fort Bragg in Fayetteville, North Carolina, but they have Camp Lejeune and the Marines, Cherry Point, and they're very, very competitive. Because outside the gates of nearly every Army fort or Marine base or other installation sits haunts of troops who find refuge away from the barracks life, training drudgery, and deployment rigors by going to one of the bars, watching the games, doing whatever they do, and just hanging out. Also, the U.S. Army's top officials are now defending their decision to cut the CH-47 Chinook helicopter program. Now, they're going to stop buying the CH-47 Chinook helicopters to pay for their futuristic aircraft and more modernization programs. And as most of you know, the Chinook, one of the older, slower helicopters, pretty much a work helicopter for the military, is not something you want to get involved in if you're going in and out of combat because they're pretty much, not all the time, but they're pretty much because they do travel slower, they're pretty much a sitting duck if it comes to ground fire with certain weapon systems. Now, the Navy, and the Navy's top uniform personnel officer told sailors in a virtual all-hands call today that he's ready to expand the pilot program that gives sailors spot advancements when they take on the toughest jobs. How about that? They'll get promoted as a result of doing something that may be above their pay grade or something in another area altogether that they weren't, quote, qualified to do to begin with, but they were still able to do it. By the way, the Air Force, on April the 25th, 2018, Tech Sergeant Cam Kelch and a mix of Rangers and Afghan Special Forces were dispatched to find a high-value target in enemy-held territory. They came under huge enemy fire. The Tech Sergeant has now been upgraded from a Bronze Star to a Silver Star after calling in airstrikes and braving enemy fire during the Afghanistan ambush that ensued upon them. And congratulations to him for conduct above and beyond. By the way, the Air Force Cloud may track and target all from space to ground. They've got to understand that right now the LEO and GEO and Will Roper, who said with a chuckle that this isn't too far-fetched to think that they may be doing some things from the cloud in outer space. The next milestone for the future B-21 bomber is the first flight for the stealthy new bomber. It's getting ready right now to take its first flight. So we'll see how that ensues. And the Marine Corps, the commandant, your next commandant, current Lieutenant General David Berger, who will be a four-star, kind of gave an idea to a lot of Marines as to why he was, pardon me, chosen to lead Marines into what could be the next big fight. Because Marines are pushing past the era of counterinsurgency with whatever they'll have to come up against the next time around. So think about that for a second. All right, let me jump on over here real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Flip O'Leary. I'm on my way to Daytona in the I-4 corridor.
All right, what's up?
Oh, not much. I'm just calling to participate in the Drag Queen Storytime Hour. What I really want to do is put my two cents in about the United States government and what happened with Assange. That's a disgrace. Our FBI, our CIA, we're just in a real bad time right now. And to be honest, I don't think Trump's going to do anything. I think they got to him. I don't think he has the balls that Ronald Reagan had. And we're in a bad place. We're in a really bad place. You know, he's not going to expose any of those Biden stuff because that'll just expose them. But we got bad times.
Okay, well, I'm running out of time because I want to go on a hard break, and your phone is going in and out on you. But drive safe, and don't take any wooden nickels out there.
You got it. See you.
All right, thank you very much. And the music is coming up in my ear here. And, yeah, you know, these are hard times, bad times, and there is all kinds of stuff going on here. But the problem is, okay, we, the people, still are the bosses of applesauce, all right? That's why we elect them, and we can unelect them by voting against them. So remember that. And don't just buy the lie that's out there that, oh, we got to vote for this guy because, take a look around. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And thank you very much to all the people that are chiming in and opining in. And we appreciate all the great comments that you're making. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive, where you serve, you save. That's the program that saves veterans and active duty military and first responders to a ton of money. Go over to Moss Family Automotive and find out what they have to offer with one of their four dealerships. Well, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you know what a random drug test is, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, well, a lot of the workplace drug tests now that are being given have workers showing up on the job in factories, in offices, whatever, testing positive for having pot in their system, and it's 7% more than what it was the year before. It's starting to become a problem by the looks of it here.
When you say pot in their system, is it coming to work high, or is
yes,
it they had
yes.
used pot before? Okay.
They it's in your system if you've used it within a certain amount of time. In some cases, they may be high. In other cases, they just may still have it in their system. But it's 7% more this year than it was last year.
Well, how are they going to, now that pot's becoming legal in so many places all over the country, and it continues to grow, how are they going to handle that? I mean, if you coming to work, if it's legal and people are coming to work within
well,
their system, even though they're not high, is that dangerous? I don't know.
A professional driver and you're driving a car, a truck, a bus, a taxi cab, and you show up high and they test you, you can lose your license on the spot.
I understand that, and rightfully
mm-hmm.
so.
Yep.
But what if like it's in your system because you used pot
medically? Medically?
Or anyway, I mean, if you
well, medically, I would think you'd be exempt. But I would think, but that's just my thought.
What if it wasn't medically, and it was, let's say, like you used it 2 days ago?
Don't know.
Like in a state where it's legal.
Don't know. We'll have to find out because to be determined could be determined later, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And many of these places that they're referring to were manufacturing plants where they're using machinery or using a lathe or whatever they're using. That's extremely dangerous if you're not paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah, you can't be using any sort of equipment, driving or any heavy machine or anything like that under the influence of any drug.
Sure.
Including many pharmaceuticals that doctors might prescribe. So that's going to be an issue across the board.
Yep. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. All right, Chucky Boy Schumer, your neighbor up there in the big city, says that he's not exactly sure that Medicare for All is the solution to the health care problems, and he stopped short of embracing Bernie Sanders' plan that he introduced.
So did Pelosi. They recognize just how patently absurd Bernie Sanders' proposal is. I mean, we went over yesterday the taxes that are involved with it. And the taxes, which are extreme, they're not going to pay for this thing. It doesn't even cover half the bill. So basically everything that he's asking for is going to have to, everybody's like, oh, they're only going to be taxing really rich people. No. They may start there and tell you that. But these taxes are going to, the level is going to come way down. Because when you're only collecting $16 trillion over 10 years with the taxes that you include, and the thing's going to cost well over $35 trillion,
mm-hmm.
you got to come up with that money somehow.
Yeah, and that leads me to another discussion, and you've had this discussion a lot on your program, and you and I have talked about this because Goldman Sachs came out yesterday and talked about the two, matter of fact, they've actually got a chart, the 200 biggest pension plans that are now underfunded by a total of $240 billion, and a lot of these are public employee pension plans.
Yeah, absolutely. Been talking about this for decades, and it was kind of an inevitable situation based upon, you know, what these states were doing and what these politicians were doing. When you have a mass amount of people that are about ready to retire, and they start retiring, and these pensions have to start putting out a lot more money, it doesn't matter, you know, if your fund is even doing well. I talked this past week about the Maine public pension fund, which has done really, really well. It's had double-digit returns 6 out of the last 9 years, which is impressive, and it's still underwater simply because many people are retiring, and guess what? People are living longer and healthier lives.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these pensions were underfunded. Politicians take a look at these sometimes and say, oh, wow, look at how great the market is doing. Fantastic. This is going to be worth X amount a certain period of time, and they don't put enough money into these pensions.
Right.
I recall the old governor of California, Gray Davis, basing a pension performance and where it was going to be on a stock market that he thought the Dow was going to be at 30,000 in 2010.
Right.
Making ridiculous guesses like that. And that's why these things are underfunded. Many states and municipalities are having to go into debt and pour borrow money to stick into these pensions to make them whole. It's a mess.
Yeah, and they're still giving IOUs out on some of the pensions out there in California because they just don't have the money.
Well, they're gonna borrow it, or they're gonna move stuff here and there. But it's scary because, you know, when these pensions are gonna come and they're gonna say, "Hey, listen, federal government, bail us out," and I don't know if the people around the country are gonna be willing to do that. And you know, what I foresee moving forward is maybe a combination of both. But for many pensions out there, you should take a look at the one that you have because you might be getting cuts.
Yeah, and by the way, we all remember what we were told about the Teamsters pension, don't we?
Well, I'm not as familiar with that with you, Matt. I'm sorry.
Well, the Teamsters pension was they invested in a bunch of casinos and a bunch of land, and a lot of those deals fell through, and casinos went out of business, and this, that, and the other, a bunch of bad investments, and all of a sudden, the money that was supposed to be there was just a little bit short until the government stepped in, and they had the Jimmy Hoffa was booted out of office pretty much by the government, et cetera, and then some of the funds started going back in again, but it was really close for a while.
Well, again, well, you thought of these pensions too. You talk about the tie-ins and you know, who's running these pensions and where the money is going, and it's a lot of political connections when it comes to these things. And
sure,
oftentimes it's not the best money managers running them because they got to give the pension to somebody's dumb cousin's brother or something like that, and it never works out well.
Now, Chinese Huawei, that company, you know who they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have slammed the U.S., and they say that their telecom equipment is safe, and in particular, they're talking about some of their little underlings. I know that I had a ZTE phone that I got rid of because of all the things I heard about it. I said, nope, dumping that.
Yeah, well, again, you have to take a look at the history of the company and what it's been engaged in. I mean, what they say and what they have done. You know, you got to go to the old Ronald Reagan, trust but verify. I don't trust Chinese telecommunications equipment. I don't care if it's Huawei. I don't care if it's ZTE. ZTE got itself in all sorts of trouble, and Trump let them off the hook on that. So, yeah, you got to be very, very careful with these various different telecom equipment makers and what's actually in these things.
Now, the White House economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, predicted that the Fed may not raise their rates again in his lifetime. Is he right?
I don't know. I found those comments kind of
that's really strange.
I mean, yeah, well, no, it's, well, listen, let me tell you why. How much can the Fed really raise rates, Matt, if our government is in $22 trillion in debt,
mm-hmm,
and most of our debt is in short-term instruments, and we have to keep borrowing on a regular basis, which is basically like using one credit card to pay off another credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody actually realize what would happen? Let's say if interest rates went to, I don't know, 6%.
Mm-hmm.
We would be broke completely. The budget would be busted. We would have to be spending so much money on interest all of a sudden that we wouldn't be able to handle it. Exactly. That's what happened to Greece and some of these other European countries back in 2010. Their interest rates didn't even go that high. They went up a little bit, and their budgets couldn't handle it. That's the precarious situation our government is in right now. We can't afford to pay more because we borrow so much.
All right, now we're running out of time, but very quickly, what's going on with the comments that Ilhan Omar made about 9/11 up there? Anything you're hearing?
Well, you saw the cover of the New York Post.
I did.
Mm-hmm. None too happy about that. You got the AOC coming out to defend her and claiming that it's an attack on
racism.
Progressive
racism. Yep.
Crap.
All right, we'll talk to you Monday morning, my friend. Have a great show.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and he'll be coming up on many of these same stations along the line there. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back with Frank Solato.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use.
Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.